know, because it's Wednesday, and Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh yeah, sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you mean. You mean it's business time. Oh.
It's business. It's business time.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Right.
We go brush
out. It's the sexiest 2 hours in talk radio. Here with your man loving machine, but yes, I'm so silly.
Okay, was that for Flight of the Conchords?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, I thought so. I just adore them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think kind of New Zealand is seen as sort of like the little brother of the British Empire. You know, oh, they're so cute and tucked away down there and stuff like that. Everybody loves us for some reason. I think it might be the accent.
Probably
has something to do with it. Yeah.
Yeah, the blonde hair, the accents, of course, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't hurt. Now, towards the end of the show, we usually do find off with a final rounding question, which I'm not sure if I'm starting to think I need a new final question because it doesn't seem relevant with so many of the people that I've been interviewing recently. You know what I'm saying? It's about self-censorship. And the reason why people self-censor is because they are concerned that things that they say may be misinterpreted by the wrong audience or the host or something like that and would incur some form of arbitrary judgment. And it's actually an intelligent thing to do because most people, by and large, will not understand certain things of a personal nature or some personal beliefs and what have you, and can switch off and just straight up judge you for it. And I don't like that. I try not to self-censor as much as I can and all of that kind of stuff because, frankly, I've been told that what I've been saying and doing my entire life from high school and jobs and everything, this is the most common phrase that somebody has critiqued my behavior with. They said, you've acted in an inappropriate way, or we don't like your inappropriate behavior. And I think, you know what's inappropriate? Censoring what people say and telling them if you can't do it for them, then they should censor themselves. So if there's anything you've wanted to say that you just haven't, for those very reasons, I like to provide a platform for people, particularly higher up people in the truth movement and what have you, to have a rare chance to just say whatever you want.
Well, okie dokie. You know, like I've said, I live my life in an open book. I find it's the best policy to have. I do not hold back in what I say. So to touch on some of the most crucial issues, I mean, look, folks, these are people who are at the highest echelons of power and politics, not politicians themselves always, but on the sidelines calling shots. These are people who have a fascination with death and making their members enter blue lodges and undergo what is nothing other than terroristic threats that are basically self-imposed. And that becomes the first stage of the mind control throughout the rest of the deal. These are men who will stop at nothing to see their power and their money and reach globally grow. They're very dubious individuals on that Supreme Council. I cannot emphasize this enough. And like I said, you kill the snake, you cut off its head. So I implore all your listeners, there's got to be more of a movement in the truther alternative media environments to really start outing the Scottish Rite people. I wouldn't care if Anonymous hacks their bloody servers. It does not matter to me, because this stuff has to come out, because the more that comes out, the more you're going to, just like that thing I mentioned about the former, you know, old king of Hawaii had his trusts seized and all that. They got trillions of dollars off of that. They're now playing World Bank games with the Scottish Rite. This stuff goes into such high levels that, I mean, there's parts that I can in no way touch, even with my access at the EU. There's parts that if I even were to assemble my own army, I don't think I could touch. So what it's going to require is an uprising. People are going to have to stand up and say, I've had enough of all this stuff, not just the Scottish Rite, of all these living conditions on our planet right now. Because like I've heard you say in your other shows, Vinny, where would you escape to? If I wanted to escape the U.S., where would I go? That's why they call it globalization and a new world order. And then we discussed, you know, how would I see it? How would I have it? Well, a pretty peaceful one without all of this bollocky control and manipulation and degradation and military personnel storming into your house and administering drugs and threatening your family if you become involved in something unwittingly and you know something they don't want you to, and all this. These are not governments. These are not benign fraternal organizations. These are very, a lot of people would say, satanic. That's sort of in the eye of the beholder, I suppose, whatever your religious faith is. You know, organizations that just keep on keeping on, and nothing's going to stop them except something like almost did stop them here in America, the Morgan Affair. That nearly did them in. It actually caused the formation of a political party called the Anti-Masonic Party. But the problem was, it was a time in the world when it was clearly not an information age. So after a couple generations died off, it was largely forgotten about. And they got to come back out from the private mansions that they had been hiding in for almost 80 years. So, you know, it's got to come out, and it's got to stick. And we start there. We work our way down through these other groups that are always coming up time and time again in these sort of discussions. You know, your Bilderbergers and all that. But you know, honestly, I would be really intrigued to see exactly what would become of the Bilderbergers, of the Club of Rome, of the Committee of 300, and the Council on Foreign Relations, and all these other places that everybody loves to hate, if that Supreme Council was done away with. What an interesting situation that would be. Because then who is going to be doing all of these sort of Georgia Guidestones initiatives? Who's going to be writing them? Who's going to be putting them out there and saying, we need this? You know, if they're gone, so, and they need to be gone. And even if no one does that much, ultimately they will be, because they've sealed themselves off and isolated themselves so much that they don't want to let anybody else in, because they feel that to do so, one of them might have to step down from their powerful seats. So they don't even really want to take on a sort of a Sith Lord apprentice, as it were, you know. I mean, at least Palpatine took on Darth Vader, but these guys don't even want to do that. They just want to keep it all for themselves and grow old, and I think they might achieve immortality or something, but I don't think that's going to happen. So,
in Nazi Germany, Hitler sowed discord with his enemies by telling them that there was an inside man, a mole inside their organization, and the mole was him. He simply started the rumor. And as a result, a huge amount of infighting, suspicion was cast on the people, on the inner workings of his competitive parties, and they destroyed themselves, and he took over Germany. Would it be possible to sow discord in an organization like Freemasonry in such a manner?
I think when the book was published, that really began a lot of division amongst my brothers in lodges, especially the ones that knew me from the Scottish Rite, Valley of Dallas, the largest valley in the world. I would meet and see so many Masons. We had tour groups from all sorts of countries, the Northern Hemisphere, the Southern Hemisphere, come through Dallas as a life's achievement just to be able to tour the place and take their picture there. You know, it meant a lot to these guys. And all that stuff came out and people knowing me as I did from that position I had, which speaks volumes in the Masonic environment inside that net, I think it really inspired a lot of them to start to think. And consequently, a lot of them have now gone, you know what, I've got a lot of better things to do with my life than to keep on doing the same thing. Is the definition of insanity is when you do the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. And that pretty much describes your tenure inside of the Masonic establishment.
Okay. Well, James, thank you very much for coming on the show today. And do you have a website or places where people can get any more information out of you?
I'm always up to talking with my readers and listeners. I'm on Facebook. You can find me, James Robert Wright. And also my book, Freemasonry's Cult Abuses, is at New Falcon Publications, www.newfalcon.com, under the category of politics. And it can also be found, of course, through Amazon or your Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, I can't. That's good, and I will put these archives up as well, and if you want to stick around as well, James, we have an after-the-show chat with the listeners so that they can have a chat with you as well and ask questions of their own, if you're willing to stick around for that. If not, I can understand if you're busy. And the other side of it is, ladies and gentlemen, look, just because you don't believe in the things that the Freemasons believe doesn't mean they don't. Just because somebody's a fanatical Christian extremist and blows themselves up in a crowd or whatever doesn't mean that what they believe is true. But it does mean that if they believe it to be true, it can still affect you. Okay, I'm not saying I believe what the Masons believe. I'm saying they do, and they're willing to act on it. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.